Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Interestingly, we need to talk about the elections for a minute. It's an election-free zone, but not about the results. I want to talk about the posters that have been on every poll across the country for the last month. We've all got our opinion about them, and there's a lot of it. It's a tradition. We know all that. But what happens to them now? Because where I live on the Keys, there's like thousands of them. Yeah. Well, for the first time ever, they'll be recycled on this island. Enplast Extrusions have found a way to bring the posters back home, ready to be reused. And Thomas, who founded the business, is on the line. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
How you doing?
Thanks so much for taking the call. This is a great development because every time I walk down my street, every time I drive past them, I think about the use of plastic and paper. So before you tell us what you do, you started the company with your father?
Yeah, we started here in a town called Granner 28 years ago.
Oh, wow, in 94. Okay, see that, yeah. And you've 16 people.
We moved into a green site.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so we'll talk about recycling in a second, but I'm right in saying that these posters come back to you. It's not the first time you're seeing them, right?
Yeah, we got about 30% of the local and European elections back.
Okay.
So we've put in an extra drive, hopefully, to get more back off the general election.
Brilliant. Okay. Tell me about the recycling plant. It's the first time the company in the south of Ireland have been able to recycle general election posters. I can't impress on you now, Thomas, how important, Trevor, this will be to listeners. I know a lot of people talk about this. So have you been trying to organise this for a long time, or how did it come about?
We've been always trying to get the candidates to bring back their posters, but it was always hard enough to get it back. But we actually manufactured the sheet here, so we have a sheet here that we make for the construction industry. It's a heavy format black sheet. So we're already putting recycled material up to 80% into that we bring in from the UK and Europe. So we have the outlet for this. So we bring back the sheet, we put it through a grinder, grind it into flake, and then we can put it back into one of our extrusion lines and remake a sheet for the construction industry.
It's brilliant. It's really, I'm really happy to hear it. So you grind it and then you put it back into... Tell me a little bit more about how the recycling happens. So do you expect people to send back the posters they're collected by? I know that the actual candidates collect their posters. That's kind of what they do, right?
Yeah, the people who they use to put them up, if they collect them and bring it back to us in a sort of as clean as possible, palletized, so then we can store them and then put them through the grinder and then put them into our process, make the new sheet.
Was it hard to make this happen? And is this the first year it's happening?
There's been talk in other years, but it was hard to get it instilled in the sort of psyche of the people. We've been working with one of our distributors in Dublin called Material Solutions, and they've been talking to candidates and putting a big drive on this year.
Brilliant. And did you tell me what level you're expecting them to send back? How much are you expecting back?
Well, we're hoping to get up 60-70% of it back.
Really?
That'd be our main aim, but... we'll have to just wait and see if that materialises.
And how long will the process take? How long before you actually start to do it now?
Well, we've already started. We got our licence there last month, so we've already started processing the last European and local elections. So we're putting that through grinders and putting it into the sheet now as we speak.
I can't impress on you enough. For somebody like me, Trevor, who lives on the Keys and sees hundreds of posters, and I wonder every day what's going to happen to them. I was very excited to see that this is happening. And it's quite impressive that you're going to be recycling so much so quickly. Because this is, again, I'm going to say, the first year you've done it, right?
Well, we've always recycled our own in-house waste, and some of our customers will bring back their offcuts for recycling. But this is the first year we really put a big push on it, because a lot of people are, as you say, are looking at these posters and wondering where they're going. Are they going into landfill, or are they littering? So we decided with one of our customers to put a big drive on this time to get people to know and get to know it can be recycled and can be reused.
So
our main aim is to reduce carbon footprint and trying to promote a circular economy. It's made in Ireland. We recycle it in Ireland, and it's sold back mainly in Ireland and the UK, then the final product.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant. So do you have any message for anybody who might be out and whose role would be to collect those posters? What do they need to do?
Well, the main thing is if they can keep them as clean as possible and keep them stacked clean, and if they can take the cable ties off them, it'll just make life a bit easier for us. And then if they bring them back to us, we have storage here, we can store them, and then we'll start as soon as possible processing them into flake and into the sheet we make.
And I'm just curious, is it at your cost to the recycle, or can you then use them, reuse them?
Well, it would be our cost for power and labour to grind them up.
Fair play.
And then we'll be putting them into a saleable product, so we'll make a gain on that, hopefully.
Trevor, people will be really happy to hear this story, and thanks a million for taking the call, and the best of luck to it. So if anybody's returning posters, get them down to Granard and Longford, please. Correct?
That's great.
Listen, very best of luck, and thanks for the good news story from M-Plast Extrusions. Trevor Enright, thanks for taking our call.